Brent, I help. My Aunt Lavinia follows me everywhere. I know not why. Look at Uncle Marcus. See how swift she comes. Alas, sweet aunt, I know not what you mean.
Stand by me, Lucius. Do not fear thine aunt.
She loves thee, boy, too well to do thee harm.
Aye, when my father was in Rome, she did.
What means my niece Lavinia by these signs?
Fear her not, Lucius. Somewhat doth she mean. See, Lucius, see how much she makes of thee. Some with her, would she have thee go with her?
Ah, boy, Cornelia never with more care read to her sons than she hath read to thee. Sweet poetry and Tully's oratory.
Canst thou not guess wherefore she plays thee thus?
My lord, I know not I. Nor can I guess unless some fit or frenzy do possess her. For I have heard my grandsire say from oft, extremity of griefs would make men mad. And I have read that Hecuba of Troy ran mad for sorrow. That made me to fear. Although, my lord, I know my noble aunt loves me as dear as e'er my mother did, and would not but in fury frack my youth, which made me down to throw my books and fly, causeless perhaps. Oh, but pardon me, sweet aunt. And, madam, if my Uncle Marcus go, I will most willingly attend your ladyship.
Lucius, I will.
How now, Lavinia? Marcus, what means this? Some book there is that she desires to see. Which is it, girl of these? Open them, boy. But thou art deeper read and better skilled. Come and take choice of all my library, and so beguile thy sorrow, till the heavens reveal the damned contriver of this deed. Why lifts she up her arms in sequence, and thus?
I think she means that there were more than one confederate in the fact. Aye, more there was, or else to heaven she heaves them for revenge.
Lucius, what book is that she tosseth so?
That is Ovid's Metamorphosis. My mother gave it me.
For love of her that's gone, perhaps she culled it from among the rest.
Soft, so busily she turns the leaves. Help her. What would she find? Lavinia, shall I read? This is the tragic tale of Philomel. Treats of Tereus' treason and his rape. And rape, I fear, was root of thy anon.
See, brother, see. Note how she coats the leaves.
Lavinia, wert thou thus surprised, sweet girl? Ravished and wronged as Philomela was, forced in the ruthless, vast and gloomy woods. See, see, aye, such a place there is where we did hunt. Oh, had we never, never hunted there, patterned by that the poet here describes, by nature made for murders and for rapes.
Oh, why should nature build so foul a den, unless the gods delight in tragedy?
Give signs, sweet girl, for here are none but friends. What Roman lord it was durst do the deed? Or slunk not Saturnine as Tarquin erst that left the camp to sin in Lucrece's bed?
Sit down, sweet niece. Brother, sit down by me. Apollo, Pallas, Jove, or Mercury, inspire me that I may this treason find. My lord, look here. Look here, Lavinia. This sandy plot is plain. Guide, if thou canst, this after me. I have written my name without the help of any hand at all. Cursed be that heart that forced us to this shift. Write thou, good niece, and here display at last what God will have discovered for revenge. Heaven guide thy pen to print thy sorrows plain, that we may know the traitors and the truth.
Oh. Do ye read, my lord, what she hath written? Stuprum Charon Demetrius.
What? The lustful sons of Tamora, performers of this heinous bloody
deed. Magni dominator poly, tam lentus audis tellera, tam lentus vide.
Oh, calm thee, gentle lord, although I know there is enough written upon this earth to stir a mutiny in the mildest thoughts and arm the minds of infants to exclaims. My lord, kneel down with me. Lavinia, kneel. And kneel, sweet boy, the Roman Hector's hope. And swear with me, as with the woeful fear and father of that chaste, dishonored dame, Lord Junius Brutus swore for Lucrece rape, that we will prosecute by good advice mortal revenge upon these traitorous Goths, and see their blood or die with this reproach.
Tis sure enough. And you knew how, but if you hunt these bear whelps, then beware. The dam will wake, and if she win ye once. She's with the lion, deeply still in league, and lulls him, whilst she playeth on her back. And when he sleeps, will she do what she list? You're a young huntsman, Marcus, let alone. And come, I will go get a leaf of brass, and with a gad of steel will write these words, and lay it by. The angry northern wind will blow these sands like Sibyl's leaves abroad. And where's our lesson then, boy? What say you?
I say, my lord, that if I were a man, their mother's bedchamber should not be safe for these base bondmen to the yoke of Rome.
Aye, that's my boy. Thy father hath full oft for his ungrateful country done the like.
And, uncle, so will I, and if I live.
Come, go with me into mine armory. Lucius, I'll fit thee. And withal, my boy, shall carry from me to the Empress' sons presents that I intend to send them both. Come, come. Thou'lt do my message, wilt thou not?
Aye, with my dagger in their bosoms, grandfather.
No, boy, not so. I'll teach thee another course. Lavinia, come. Marcus, look to my house. Lucius and I'll go brave it at the court. Aye, marry will we, sir, and we'll be waited on.
Oh, heavens, can you hear a good man groan and not relent or not compassion him? Marcus, attend him in his ecstasy, that hath more scars of sorrow in his heart than foemen's marks upon his battered shield, but yet so just that he will not revenge. Revenge, the heavens, for old Andronicus.